Well, 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 welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of 5 Minutes with Gray Hair Dave. Welcome back. My name's Dave. Guess what? I do have gray hair. I have a gray beard. I wear glasses like the guy in the artwork. And today, I know it's not Friday, but I'm wearing a green shirt. Feeling a little froggy, so I thought I'd jump into that. That's a bad joke, no matter where it is. I don't care. Oh, folks, how have you been? It's Tuesday here in Central Florida and all over the world, unless it's not Tuesday for you when you're listening to this. But for me, it's Tuesday. And that means I go back to work today for the company. I worked the afternoon shift doing my little bus driving gig for them. And we are going to go in. We're going to have some fun. I try every day to go in with the best attitude I can possibly get and have. And then I try to help my guests on my bus enjoy themselves. I'm a firm believer in smiling at people, trying to make them laugh a little bit if they can, saying hi when they come on my little bus, which is not really little. It's 40 foot long. And we consider a full bus to be over 70 people. I won't give you the exact number, but, you know, and that's what I get at when I talk to you about smile at people. When they're getting on my bus and I smile at them, say, hey, how are you doing? Welcome aboard. Hello. I mean, I try to say it to as everybody as I can. I stand up. I don't sit in the seat. I don't, you know, yeah, okay, get on. You know, I get up. I move around. I say hi. I step outside the bus. Welcome aboard. You know, if I have somebody in a scooter or a wheelchair, I'll be talking to them the whole time. I'm helping them get on board the bus, getting them locked down into the restraint system that we have so that they feel comfortable with me and they're happy on their journey. And I think that that's extremely important. And it's the same thing that Walt would think and do. Because I got that from him, basically. I really did. I have always been a Walt Disney fan. And I believe that he had it right when it came to guest and customer service. Give them what they want and keep them happy and they'll come back. And that's what I'm hoping I'm doing here on 5 Minutes with Gray Hair Dave, is I'm keeping you happy, you know, I'm making you smile a little bit, I'm making you remember a little bit, and every once in a while, I'm making you think, wow, what about that? What was I doing back then? You know, even if you're not a baby boomer listening to this, and if you're not, hey, I'm happy you're here. Don't get me wrong, this is not just for baby boomers. This podcast is for anybody who wants to listen. But I want you to think about it. You know, Walt Disney had it down. He made sure, this is something you're trained in when you come to the company, but in the beginning, Walt was sitting in Disneyland Park watching people come in, and all of a sudden they'd see a candy wrapper go on the ground. Walt didn't say, hey, don't do that. What did he do? He said, there obviously are not enough trash receptacles close enough together for people to not throw it on the ground, right? So instead of chastising the guest, we made it easier for the guest to throw it away. Makes sense? Don't find the fault in what they're doing. Find the reason for them doing it and help make it easier for them to not do it. Is that not the greatest way in the world to live and to be in business and to have fun? People will do the right thing if you give them the opportunity to do it. But if you aren't giving them the opportunity to do the right thing, how can they ever know to do it? I assume, I never had kids. We've talked about this. We have. And number one, and I tried and tried and tried. Didn't happen. Number two, and I could not have kids. That's fine. 2.5 and 2.75. I was too old. I didn't want them at that point. But I would imagine if you teach your kid those kinds of values, help people do the right things, that they will, that those your children would too. Again, I can be 100% wrong. And if I am, folks, leave me a message on my website, 5minuteswithgrayhairdave.com. That's the number 5minuteswithgrayhairdave.com. There's a little microphone at the bottom. You can leave me a voicemail, or there's a place for contact me. Leave me a note. Let me know. I don't know about raising kids. I don't. But I do know how to make a kid take care of themselves at Disney World. You know, I for a while there, I was, and I know we're not talking about the old days here, but for a while there, before I went on my my temporary assignment scheduling, I was considered the guy who was could fix things in buses at my hub, with especially with the managers that I had. They all knew me. And the coordinator called me one day on the radio, and he said, "Hey, Dave, I need you to go over to this load zone. We got a problem. We want you to help take care of it." Okay. I get over there. Manager standing there. This kid is just going berserk. He is really just bouncing off the railings. He's doesn't want to go anywhere with his mother, the poor child. You know, the manager's trying to calm him down, and he says, you know, and I get out of the bus. I say, she goes, "I'm not going anywhere with her." And I hadn't even said anything yet. And I said, "Well, okay, that's fine. I understand that. So I'll make you a deal. Let me take you back to your resort. You sit up front here with me, you know, in the very front seats. And your mom, she'll go sit in the back. Okay, you don't have to talk. You don't have to do anything. But let me go ahead and get you home so you can relax and calm down." Well, he agreed to that. Well, he went and he sat down, and his mom sat next to him. No more words were said. You know, my manager had to explain to me what was going on, and no more words were said. Now, I did a little thing that I've learned over the past can kind of sometimes work, is some kids who are high-strung like that just need something to focus on, something to look at. And what I found was light, some light bulbs are it sometimes. So we don't normally leave the lights on in the bus, but this is during the daytime, but I did. So he came in, started sucking his thumb, and started looking up at the lights as I took off. So mom comes over and sits right next to him, and all of a sudden he's laying in mom's lap, apologizing for what he did. We get to the resort, the mom and the child get up, the kid comes up to me and gives me a fist bump, and the mom just says, "Thank you." And they go about their day, and I go back to what I was doing. I get back, and the manager sees me later on. He goes, "How did it go?" I go, "It was fine." He goes, "Well, I followed you for a while, and then when nothing happened, I kind of went and did other things." I said, "That's fine." I said, "That's absolutely fine." I said, "I gave him the," he says, how did you calm him down?" I said, "I gave him the opportunity to calm down by giving him something different to focus on." And I guess that's the gist of what I'm getting at today, folks, is if you give somebody the opportunity to focus on the good, I'm a firm believer that most people, I'm not saying all, because there's always going to be somebody out there who's going to turn this upside down and say never and make just do it to be spiteful. But most people want to be good. They want to do good things. They want to achieve great things. They want to be the kind of person that people rely on, trust, and care for, and care about. So smile with people. Say hello. You get into an elevator today. Smile. "Hi, folks. How you doing?" You know, don't be the creepy guy. "Hey, folks. Hey, kids. How you doing?" Don't be creepy. But smile at somebody today. Smile at somebody you don't know. Smile at a friend. You know what really picks me up every once in a while? A friend of mine will just send me a text message with a smiley face or a heart, you know, or confetti, just to say hi. That makes my day. Honest to goodness, it makes my day. So that wasn't where I was going to go today, folks, but that's kind of where it ended up. And I'm sorry if it wasn't what you wanted to hear, but I hope you got something out of it. I am a person who likes to chat. You wouldn't think that, being a single guy who lives alone, but you know, I like what I do most days. There's always a day you come home and you go, oh, what am I doing here? Always, always, always. But, you know, and then you go in the next day and it's a different day. My brother gets up every day and says, hey, today is going to be a great day. He has that kind of an attitude, and it is for him. It's that power of positive thinking. It's that power of positive energy. Putting it out into the universe that it's going to be a great day for you. Now, I pray to God that it's a great day for me and things such as that, but that's my way of doing it. So what's your way of doing it? Let me know how you decide your day is going to go. Leave me a message on 5minuteswithgrayhairdave.com. That's the number 5minuteswithgrayhairdave.com. You knew I was going to get back to that, didn't you? All right, folks. Well, that's going to be it for today. Don't forget my phrase that I talk about every time. If you know somebody who doesn't know what a podcast is or how to use one, please do us all a favor and show them. Tell them about Gray Hair Dave. Tell him he's a lot of fun. Tell him he's goofy. Tell him he talks about the past, but he also talks about the present. So from Gray Hair Dave down here in Central Florida, I wish you all a blessed day. Have a great night. Smile at somebody. And bye-bye.